News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is moving to introduce a waste-to-energy solution in Jamaica in short order. Mr. Holness says the overall objective is to minimize the volume of waste on the nation's roads by giving members of the public a viable alternative to how they dispose of their garbage. The implementation of the waste-to-energy solution, being led by the National Solid Waste Management Authority, will see the introduction of several plants in Jamaica.
Instead of waste being the end of the consumption cycle, it will be just another phase of the consumption cycle, which will end up being a product demanded by the company that is going to generate energy from it. So hopefully, if you give garbage an economic value, then people won't just throw it away. They will probably figure out ways of storing it better, collecting it better, and transporting it better, which would mean less waste released into the environment.
The government is reviewing expressions of interests from local and international companies looking to establish waste-to-energy plants in Jamaica. The Prime Minister was speaking after a tour of the White Marl St. Catherine complex of manufacturing company Wisinko earlier this week. Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton says there's no microcephaly case linked to the Zika virus ZigV in Jamaica. Speaking with journalists following a tour of the Victoria Jubilee Hospital in Kingston Wednesday, Dr. Tufton said based on data provided by the ministry, there have been 3 cases of microcephaly in children.
Up to the 12th of October, and I haven't been informed otherwise, there were no cases of ZigV-related microcephaly, but there were 3 cases to date from the start of the year. As you know, this condition is caused by a number of factors. But we have had no ZigV related up to the 12th. But it's something that we have to monitor on a weekly basis.
Microcephaly is defined as a condition in which the head circumference is small for the age and sex of the infant. The government has committed $30 million towards a 3-year program to furnish schools with medical equipment as part of emergency plans at the institutions. Under the Health and Safety Initiative, $10 million will be spent each year to ensure medical emergency standards are achieved for the hosting of sporting activities. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Royal Reid, says he will work closely with school administrators to finalize the plans.
I am to work with the principals and ISSA to work out the details and ensure a simple thing like we have stretchers available at every sporting activity.
The education minister was speaking at a special ceremony where Team Jamaica Bickle presented 15 automated external defibrillators, AEDs, to schools island-wide. The AEDs are portable electronic devices which diagnose life-threatening cardiac issues. And the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is to sign a memorandum of understanding with the Jamaica Constabulary Force to strengthen the forensic and investigative capabilities of firefighters. Under the agreement, training will be provided to more firefighters, allowing them to more readily determine the cause of fires.
If you don't know what are causing the fire, how can you actually prevent them? Now, what we want to do is to put ourselves in the position to be able to definitively say that. That is why we are moving to actually strengthening the investigative arm of the fire brigade, so we can actually do that investigation alongside the police and the forensic lab.
Assistant Commissioner of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Sean Martin. He says the regular mode of operating is for fire investigators to arrive at the scene after the blaze is extinguished to conduct analyses of the incidents. However, the JFB is presently experiencing a shortage of the requisite personnel to immediately carry out these investigations. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.